The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
The other big news of the weekend is Oasis playing yesterday and Oasis playing tonight. If you weren't knocking around Dublin yesterday, it's hard to describe the level of ubiquity that Oasis fandom got yesterday, because where we're based is Diggs Lane, which is right in the middle of town. So I walked along past the Gaiety to jump on a Lewis yesterday after the show. And as you come around the corner, there was a pop-up shop there on the side of Stephen's Green. I'm not making this up. There was a queue about 100 yards long of people just waiting to buy Oasis merchandise. Not to meet Oasis, not to go to the gig, just to buy bucket hats and T-shirts. And it seems like every second person you met was wearing an Oasis bucket hat and T-shirt. The gig, of course, then 8:15 on the button, I think, they took to the stage. And in amongst the 80,000 people, in rapture, febrile with anticipation, was our own Henry McKean. How was it, Henry?
Anton, hello, hello. It's good to be back. You can hear it in my voice. It really
was.
You
were singing.
I was singing. I was shouting with the other 82,000 people there. And, you know, it really was that anticipation. It lived up to the hype. It was, the word is special, just so special. And Liam said, we missed you, you lunatics. And, you know, all of us did feel like we were half the world away. And we really, really were. The energy, the supersonic energy. Seeing Liam there with his brother Noel, the fact that they were back together, there was this relief, this kind of massive relief amongst the crowd. And you could just about make them out because it was such a massive crowd. And they had big screens, thank goodness.
And how much did they ham up the Irish thing? Because they do see themselves as Irish.
Oh, absolutely, completely. I mean, there was talk in the gig about, you know, is anyone here from Mayo? Is anyone here from Charlestown? And everyone says yes. And Liam says, well, what do you mean? There's only five people who live there. And Peggy was in the crowd. The mum was in the crowd. And there was Meath relatives there as well on the dad's side. So, yeah, absolutely. And they see themselves as Irish. It was like an Irish homecoming. And it wasn't just the nostalgia. It wasn't just the fact that the sound was, you could say, perfect. But it was that vibe, that feel-good summer vibe. And I know you're saying you can't, you know, box it up and sell it. Yes, you can, because you were standing outside that bucket hat merch shop. But anyway, here are fans from all over the place. And yeah, they did smash it. Here are fans just before the gig.
What does this gig mean to you?
It's amazing to see them after all these years and to get tickets. It's going to be great. Amazing.
Yeah, reminiscing of what they used to be in the 90s.
I'm here with my middle son, Kyle.
Yeah.
And I don't know, this is just a great night. This is just a great festival. It's a great experience.
It's just like something to experience. They haven't been together in 30 years.
And being a dub, in dub, this is great. And look at all these dubs walking around. This is special. It's absolutely brilliant, you know. I'm loving it. Absolutely mad for it.
So you're mad for it?
Yeah. And mad for it. What the outcast for the underclass.
And can you do a Oasis swagger for me?
Baby, I don't really want to know how your garden grows, because I just want... Is that good?
I think the answer is no.
Well, if there's
80,000 people trying to squeeze into, because there were people, I genuinely could not get over the amount of people walking around town wearing gear, obviously getting geared up to go to the show. Difficult getting in?
Well, yes. And the advice is tonight, if you're going tonight, please try and get there early. I know the doors open at 5, but try and get there even earlier because, yeah, I left it to the last minute. And to say I was, you know, hugely delighted. I won an actual prize to go to this gig, an internal, what would you call it, network of stations, kind of like a cash machine, but internal. And it was an Oasis pair of tickets. And I'm delighted to go.
This had to be rigged.
Well, a lot of people have said that.
There's no way that the guy who wins the tickets from all of Barrow Media is also the guy who can do a report from the gig. I don't believe it.
They've got people from these accounting companies that check these
things. Some lad from KPMG sitting there beside you.
But I never win anything. So yeah, the nostalgic atmosphere. And you're right. I was, because I was outside doing some interviews, I left it to the last minute. Richard Ashcroft was, you know, getting up there and singing to get in. And like that, they ran out of wristbands. And I know I'm still wearing my wristband at the moment. I've got it on there. And because they ran out of wristbands, they actually had to lock the gates briefly to stop you getting in, because they had to give everyone a wristband. Then they opened the gates up, and then they ran out of wristbands again, and we couldn't get into the actual pitch without a wristband. And then eventually, perhaps about 1,000 of us got our wristbands, and we were the kind of the Johnny come latelys, you know, trying to get in there. And it was quite, it was quite packed, and we were in the kind of the tunnel heading towards the pitch. But there was this relief when we finally managed to slowly move our way through the internal insides of Crow Park to get to the pitch. And just as we did that, Oasis took to the stage. It was magic, and we all arrived safely. It really was. Anyway, here are some more fans outside.
What does this gig mean to you?
Oh my God, I think it's like just like a dream come true, yeah. Honestly. Like, we've been trying for, I think, a whole year now to actually get tickets. We only got our tickets on Thursday, so yeah.
We manifested it
for like a whole year.
So you manifested these tickets.
Yeah.
The gig is about to start. We can hear the Garda helicopter overhead. How excited are you?
We're very excited. We're so excited.
So
we brought it here.
It's honestly, like, it's just history in the making. Like, I don't know when we'll ever see this again. Yeah. So it just feels iconic.
Supersonic. Where did you travel to be here?
We're both from Kildare.
Yeah.
So not too far, to be honest.
Just a train.
Yeah, just a train up. But we came because, like, we love Oasis. We love everything. Like, I grew up, my dad and, like, my family, all their songs were played at all their reunions and stuff like that. I know Jessica has a different experience.
Yeah. What's your experience, Jessica?
Well, my family's not really that big on Oasis. My dad's more of a Blur fan. It's a bit blasphemous to say.
It's okay, I'm more of a Blur fan too.
But no, over recent years I've started just loving Oasis. We both went to Liam Gallagher last year and we just loved the Definite Maybe tour so much. Like, afterwards we were like, oh, I hope they go on tour again, like doing another album, even if it's just Liam or Noel. We never thought this would happen, so we're just delighted.
We're looking forward to the good music and taking us back.
What does this Oasis reunion mean to you?
I think it's about reliving good days, good memories with good friends. What the songs mean then and now is very different. So I'm looking forward to it.
There is an amazing buzz, a summer feel in the air, something magic.
Yeah, I think they've captured a certain moment in people's lives. So I think everybody here tonight, whether they're my age or younger, I think it's about that song meant that moment, that life. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, the reviews are coming in. Texts say Homecoming. The hype has been over the top. How many millions do they get from cherished Irish fans? I have to say, this has been my view ever since it got announced. I kept just going, every time people were saying, I think we should do more on Oasis. It's like, ah, lads, it's Oasis. There again, another one, Anton, the best gig ever. I assume there were fans, though, Henry, from all around the world.
There were, and I give you the answer, €61 million. That's how much they're getting from the Irish fans. And globally, including the merchandise, €1.2 billion. So, you know, they're off to Toronto next, and America, and then Australia. There's Mexico in there as well. €1.2 billion. That's a lot of money to make up with your brother. And, you know, do you know what I mean? Sorry, I'll stop with the terrible, terrible puns.
Please.
Yeah, they were from all over the place. Abu Dhabi, Australia, Drimna.
Texts say, I was waiting in Dublin Airport yesterday for my daughter to come home from Canada. Very impressed with the amount of passengers coming through arrivals with Oasis t-shirts. This was the thing that amazed me around town yesterday. Couldn't get over the amount of people. Again, keeping in mind that I come from a position of, ah lads, it's Oasis. Everybody was wearing Oasis t-shirts. That means, I assume, there were people outside still begging for tickets, were there, Henry?
Well, yeah, the demand was so big. The amount of people contacted myself and said, do you have a ticket? You know, the phone was off the hook. And people really, really wanted to go to this gig, even with the dynamic pricing. And dynamic pricing, remember, what does that mean? It means that the ticket price is whatever you want it to be, as long as you're willing to pay. A bit like when you go to an auction for a house type thing. And people, you know, some people paid about €500 for a ticket, so €1,000 for a couple. Others paid €170. Not all of them were very, very expensive. But that was the demand. And, you know, it was just such a huge demand. And those bucket hats, as we mentioned, the Adidas tracksuits, the Oasis Bohemian jerseys, you know, and we just, we've got to roll with it. And Peggy was there, and it was fantastic. And for me, at one point, I actually did feel a little bit emotional. You get caught up in this event, and it wasn't a gig, it was an event.
Henry, it's Oasis.
It was almost biblical. It was...
Henry, it's Oasis. Do you know, I mean, they were grand in the 90s, but let's not lose the run of it.
No. And, you know, and it's fantastic to sit here and say to you, you know, what's the story? Morning Glory.
Stop it with the puns.
And it's... And, no, it really, really was special. But you're right. So many people could not get tickets. They really, really couldn't. And they had to stand outside on that very warm night last night. Anyway, we start with a champion boxer who did pay for his ticket.
Singing Olé Olé for the encore. What a gig. Live, 25 here at Crow Park. Oasis, Supersonic.
Big Barnes, all 10 Aries Lady Boxer.
Oh, of course, I recognise you now. Congratulations.
Gary Burns, the man who's been looking after his whole career.
So for you, what does this Oasis gig mean?
What is your name?
Henry.
Henry, it means everything. It's been 16 years and we're missing a song. Put that on the news.
The gig is still on. You're an Oasis fan, you're standing outside. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about it?
Maybe friends around, you know, just having a bit of laugh and just lovely. But very sad that, you know what I mean, couldn't get in. I was online for, like, I don't know how long.
And you wanted to come,
I wanted
so you
to
stood
come.
Outside.
Of course, yeah. And you know what? Bring back the tickets, you know.
Physical tickets.
Not fair.
People came out
about 5-8 minutes ago maybe, and they left. You know what I mean? They obviously didn't want to be there. I wanted to be there. I just said at the last minute. And I didn't think it was nice.
So there you go, some of the voices from the gig there at Oasis. Are you going again tonight, Henry, now?
I would love to go tonight, and that is the master plan. For sure.
Oh, God, I can't believe you squeezed in on that. Henry, thank you so much. And thanks for coming in person.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.